Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Time now to talk to our guy, Brian Baldinger, a Radio.com NFL insider, brought to you by Rocket Mortgage, the 2020 Pro Football Pick'em. Turn your football picks into 10 grand by going to Radio.com/picks to sign up right now. Brian, how you been?
I've been busy, Bill. It's been a busy couple of days here, just kind of going through and watching week one and seeing the good, bad, and the ugly of it all. So it's been a lot of fun for me looking at real football.
The good for us was Aaron Rodgers was on fire. As a matter of fact, Pro Football Focus says that that was the best he's played since week 9 of 2010. So let's start there with quarterback play. Second year of the system, familiarity without having that extended offseason, no OTAs, no mini camps, no real training camp, no preseason games. But they came out firing, looking like on all cylinders. So give me your thoughts on the offense of the Green Bay Packers.
Well, I mean, there's not many better combinations in the NFL than Aaron Rodgers and Davante Adams. You know, the Vikings threw a bunch of young corners at him, and they worked them all. I mean, they went after every single guy they had out there. Michael Hughes, Cameron Dantzler. I mean, pick a corner. Jeff Gladney. They went after every corner. And really, they don't have anything that can stop Davante. But then the pleasant surprise really was what Marquez Valdes-Scantling did, you know, because that's what they wanted from him last year. They wanted the explosive plays, the big play. They got the big touchdown throw to him. I don't know how PFF grades any of these guys. I don't really care. Aaron Rodgers was awesome. He was awesome on Sunday. And I don't know if it's year two. I mean, he came ready to play. I think he knows Minnesota really good. But the bottom line is, they had a bunch of young corners out there playing, and they just weren't ready for what Green Bay threw at them.
I know that the biggest concern for the Green Bay Packers still is their defense. And early in the ball game, they got run over. Then they made a couple of adjustments, and they did pretty well. But in the latter portion of that game, you had two specific drives by Minnesota, and they put it up. I mean, they put on points quick. In the last couple of drives that they had when they needed it, it was seven plays and then like 2 minutes, and then the next one was like eight plays and a minute 55. Is the concern, the number one concern, the defense of the Green Bay Packers?
Well, I mean, you know, they're up 43-26. You know, I mean, they're just – the safeties are playing 15 yards deep. There's going to be natural holes to throw the ball into. And so that's what they did. I mean, they just were keeping everything in front of them. So, yeah, I mean, to see, you know, Adam Thielen get behind him like the way he did, that's a concern. But I like what Jair Alexander did, you know, picking Kirk Cousins under pressure. I love, you know, what I saw from Rashawn Gary in the game. I love the way that they moved Zadarius around. I think the pass rush is still going to be really fierce. I guess, you know, in that opening drive, you could say, okay, Christian Kirksey trying to get, you know, with a bunch of new guys in there, probably needs to be a little bit better. They're playing a new inside linebacker, Chris Barnes. So they've got some new pieces there at linebacker from what they've had. And that takes a little bit of time. They haven't seen any live hitting or live action. So that takes a little bit. But I thought overall You know, I mean, the Green Bay Packers just had such a time of possession advantage that, you know, I don't want to put too much negative on the defense. I mean, they had control of the football game throughout the game.
Kenny Clark goes down, and obviously their big staunch center, who in my mind is a Pro Bowler. I mean, he's just played at that kind of a level for so long now. We don't know for how long, but if he's down for an extended period of time, now it becomes more incumbent upon really Mike Pettine than anything else to figure out combinations that are actually going to still create pressure. And then you look at a guy like Rashawn Gary, Montrevious Adams, that third-round draft choice, still has yet to step up, but he's been banged up. So they really do all of a sudden become extremely thin, and now it's Mike Pettine that's going to have to make all the adjustments, isn't it?
Well, you saw it. I mean, they put Za'Darius Smith inside, you know, and he can rush from anywhere. I believe he's going to lead the league in sacks, if not this year, next year. I mean, he's going to lead the league in sacks. He's just that good and that powerful and works that hard. So they put him inside, and, you know, he's hard to stop inside, and they put Rashawn Gary and Preston outside. So they've got some combinations there. But, you know, I think it's really, you know, incumbent upon, you know, whether it's Lancaster right now or Lowry, some of those guys to step up. I mean, they're not a big base 3-4 defense. They can line up like that, but they're really a nickel defense. So they've got players there. Like I said, in Lancaster and Larry, they've played a lot in this defense. They played a lot last year. And so, you know, they'll get Montrevious Adams back. I mean, they'll get enough guys inside, but, I mean, there's really no replacement. I don't know. I mean, I saw Kenny get hurt, but I don't know how bad it is, how long he's going to be out. Look, he's a great, great player. They rewarded him this year for being that player. Because he truly is a good pass rusher, and he's excellent against the run. So they don't have anyone that can just replace him. But they got to cobble it together right now until he gets back.
How good, as far as corners in the NFL, Jair Alexander and Kevin King, how good do they kind of stack up against some of the better defenses that are out there?
Well, I mean, I like Jair. I mean, you know, the only knock on him is he's 5'10". It's not going to change. But, you know, look, the blitz for a safety, I don't know how Minnesota doesn't recognize it and adjust to it. But, I mean, that's a big play in the game. The interception was a huge play in the game by Jair. Kevin King, I mean, they've got a lot of experience now. They drafted defense for a long time, specifically, you know, in the secondary. You know, whether it was Savage or King or Jair, you know, or Josh Jackson. I mean, they drafted these guys now for the last couple of seasons, and they've got a lot of experience. So now it's just a question of playing – seeing the different looks that they're going to get, seeing different quarterbacks, and just getting comfortable as much as they can. And I think they'll benefit by a pretty ferocious pass rush all year. I mean, certainly Jair's interception was because of good pressure. And, you know, Kirk Cousins did not step into that throw. He left it short on the inside. And, you know, he picked it off. So I think that this is a team that is capable of a lot of takeaways. You know, I would be disappointed if they don't finish the season with 30 takeaways. I mean, I think that will lead the league, but that will be amongst the leaders. And I think that's a goal that is real within their reach with the talent that they have.
Talking with Brian Baldinger, Radio.com NFL Insider, brought to you by Rocket Mortgage, 2020 Pro Football Pick'em. And I want to go back to the offense. The run game, they used, you know, obviously their new guy in Dillon. They were able to use him. Still, you've got a really solid running back in Aaron Jones, who, if he remains healthy, I look for him to have another big year. Tyler Irvin they used. They had wheel routes. They had jet sweeps. I mean, they did a lot, and it was really a lot of people were comparing it to like a college-style offense, but with so much movement, more as to what San Francisco does. How dynamic do you think this offense can be? And with the depth at running back, how many things do you think they can do, and how much pressure does that take off of Aaron Rodgers?
Well, I don't think Aaron Rodgers feels any pressure. I mean, if he had to throw it 60 times a game, I think he'd be just fine. I don't think pressure is anything that he even, like, feels. It looks like you play the game in a tuxedo most Sundays. But the running game, I mean, look, there's no question. There's a real commitment to it. And that's what you have to do in this league right now. I don't think you just line up in I formation and just pound people. I mean, those days are over. It's a good changeup. It's nice to have. But they have a lot of tight ends on the roster. They've got a lot of backs, seven different guys, including Aaron Rodgers, carried the ball. You know, so I think this is something that you're going to see. I think you'll see Tyler Irvin. He's got tremendous speed, so there's a package for him. Jamal Williams is just a good football player. No matter what you do, he's a good football player. We got to see what they're going to do with Dillon and how they're going to use him. He only had two carries in the game, but he is obviously big and powerful. And Aaron Jones is just an elite player, period. And so, you know, he's going to get his touches. But I like the commitment. They had 32 runs in that game. They ran for 5 yards a carry. You know, all those things are going to be a part of the offense. Now, they had a tremendous time of advantage. They had, like, almost 30 more plays than the Vikings. You're not going to get that every week, so you can't always have that type of diversity in the run game. But I think you saw a real blueprint of kind of how they want to run their offense right now.
Real quick, before I let you go, surprises in the NFL. I mean, obviously Cam Newton had a big day running the football. Mitch Trubisky throws three touchdown passes late in a ball game to bring them back for a win. The MVP, the reigning MVP, and Lamar Jackson looks great. Any other surprises that you thought of in the NFL in week one?
Well, I mean, the Redskins were down 17-0 in the second half and came back. Well, they scored right at the end of the first half. Came back and didn't allow Philadelphia to score a point for the last, you know, 35 minutes of the game. So, I mean, that was impressive. You know, they sacked Carson Wentz 8 times. They hit him 14 times. And they played a bunch of young guys. I mean, you know, the quarterback, Haskins, just started his 8th game. But they started a rookie running back. And they had rookies all over the field. And to win that game down 17-0 against the Eagles, that was really impressive. Carolina was impressive. They had a chance to win that game at the end. Offensively, Matt Rhule had that offense really, really playing well against the Raiders. They had them on the ropes a couple of times. So, you know, I think the way the Rams played on Sunday night against the Cowboys, holding them to 17 points, was impressive. They had no answer for Aaron Donald the entire night. He just completely ruined the offense. So I thought there was a lot of good football, a lot of surprises, and I think it's going to continue through the month of September.
Let's cross our fingers COVID doesn't become the story all of a sudden, without a doubt. Brian, it's always a pleasure to talk to you, man. Thanks for taking a couple of minutes and sharing with us, okay?
Hey, my pleasure, Bill. Anytime. Thanks.
Appreciate it, pal. Talk to you soon. Okay. There you go. That was Brian Baldinger, Radio.com NFL Insider. It's brought to you by Rocket Mortgage, the 2020 Pro Football Pick'em. Turn your football picks into 10 grand by going to Radio.com/picks to sign up. That's Radio.com/picks to sign up. He joins us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years, they've been doing it. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to SchneiderJobs.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.